Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible, it's relevant to your life every day. And we're glad you joined us for the conversation as we explore the Gospel of Luke and discover the facts behind our faith. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to today's episode, today's conversation in the book of Luke. We are making some progress, Josh. I'm telling you, all I needed to do is get you on this week of podcasting, this last few episodes, I should say, and you keep it moving.
Yeah.
Kids are slow as molasses.
I'm not going to speak to that because they're probably listening.
They probably are. And what they would say is, you know, it's hard to go quickly when we have so much to say.
That's
about
right, exactly.
Verse. You put Josh on, you just skim over the surface.
Yes, yeah. So, and there's probably some truth to that.
No, I doubt it. No, we've been having a good time. And we're at the end of Luke chapter 14. And what a great few episodes we've had. Not that what we've said is great, but just great substance in the Word of God. And I think why I feel so awestruck by it is because if you have a red letter Bible, Luke chapter 14 is all red.
Yeah.
These are all the words of Jesus, things he actually said, the way that he said it, the logic that he used, the masterful way by which he would get people to see things about themselves that they weren't seeing. It's just the wonderful things about the teaching of Jesus.
Yeah, it truly is amazing to watch as he teaches down through these two chapters, really, and just teaches the disciples through all of these, the Pharisees through all of these different stories and parables.
We have two verses left in Luke 14, and I don't think we're going to even get to chapter 15 today. Two short verses, but they're just so full of truth that I want to just kind of park on them, if we can. Verse 34, salt is good. Just stop there for a moment. It is good.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. There's nothing like McDonald's french fries.
that is very true. I didn't used to like McDonald's french fries, to be honest with you.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. But today, I mean, they're good.
They're good.
Yeah, you just got to be careful.
I love Chick-fil-A for every other reason. Yeah. But I mean, come on. McDonald's french fries are so much better than whatever they call those fries at Chick-fil-A.
I don't know. I like the waffle fries, but McDonald's, I do have to say McDonald's fries are probably better than Chick-fil-A's fries.
And the reason is because they're drenched in salt.
That is absolutely right.
I mean, your blood pressure probably skyrockets when you eat them, but I'm telling you, salt is good.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not obviously what the Lord means here at verse 34. So let's read this in context. So salt is good, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? For it is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Wow. Just a short teaching, but there's so much there. So what do you understand about when Jesus talks about salt in the Bible? What do you understand about salt from a biblical perspective?
Yeah, I think, biblically speaking, that salt, you know, it flavors. We see Jesus talk about salt and light in another passage. And of course, both of those things were very useful. You think about salt even in that first century economy and how important salt was. So these people certainly would have understood what Jesus is saying here, that salt, when it's lost its savor, it's not good for anything. You know, it's useless. It's worthless. And so as Christians, you know, we are, of course, like I said a little bit earlier, the salt and light of this earth. And so salt has great biblical significance and a great biblical picture for us even today as Christians.
Yeah, so if salt has lost its one good quality, what else do you use it for?
Right.
And that's the whole point of the passage. So think about a couple things here. First of all, think about the fact that salt, and we wouldn't view it as something valuable, like When I say something valuable to you, Josh, what would you say?
Immediately gold.
Gold, yeah. Or silver, or right. Precious gems. But if I said to you salt back in Bible times, that if I said something valuable back in Bible times, you'd say salt.
Yeah, yep.
Matter of fact, have you ever heard this this statement? But he's not worth his weight in salt.
In salt, yeah.
That's a statement that indicates that salt, there was a time when salt was actually a monetary unit. You know, you would pay people in salt. Salt was so valuable,
right,
and such a desired commodity that people viewed salt the way you and I would view gold and silver. So if we're looking at the precious metals market, looking at, you know, where's gold at today, $1,400 or whatever, we look at salt.
Yeah.
So when Jesus talked about salt, I just want to kind of get out to you listeners that salt was something that in the minds of people was very valuable. So when Jesus made the statement, salt is good, he's making a statement with which everybody that heard him would have agreed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody agrees that salt is good. And then to Josh's point, that salt was used as a seasoning. So people wanted it for its value as a seasoning. But a big reason why people wanted salt was as a preservative.
Right.
Remember, back in Bible days, there was no refrigeration. So you didn't have big walk-in coolers and couldn't go to your refrigerator and get a cool glass of sweetened tea. But salt was a way by which to preserve meats and other items. So salt was good as a preservative. It was good as a seasoning. There were many, actually, if you do some reading, there were many, many uses of salt. But Jesus compares discipleship with salt. So in what respect is discipleship like salt?
Yeah, so let's think about what you just said. You know, salt, salt flavors, salt seasons, and salt preserves. Those are two of the most redeeming qualities of salt that you know, we still use them for today, or still use salt for today. And so as disciples of Jesus Christ, those are two things that we ought to be doing in the world. We ought to be seasoning. So people ought to be able to look at our lives and see, hey, there's some quality things that I ought to follow in that guy or in that girl's life. And salt preserves. We have the preserving word of God. And we ought to be willing to share that. We ought to be willing to, in a sense, preserve others from eternal death. And so certainly as we think about salt in its application to our life today, you know, in the picture, the picturesque terms that Jesus is using it here, it certainly has some application in our life today.
So if salt is no longer able to provide seasoning, how do you salt salt? That's the question. How do you salt salt? Well, this salt has lost its flavor. Okay, well, pour some of that salt on the salt.
Yeah, yeah.
So what it tells me is that God has chosen to use salt for this specific reason. God has chosen to use people, his disciples, for this particular reason. How shall they hear without a preacher? So if there's nobody to preach, if there's nobody, then who's going to preach to the preacher if there's no preacher?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's
right,
the whole
right.
point is this is the method God has chosen.
Yeah.
God has chosen to reach the world through people. Now, the nation of Israel, they had a job to do.
Yeah.
And in the Old Testament, they failed.
Mm-hmm.
God has commissioned the church.
Yeah.
I think in some respects, we are failing. So who's going to wake up the people that are supposed to be waking everyone up?
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. And if the people that are supposed to be waking everybody up aren't doing it, then it's not getting done. And I think you're right. There's some, in some respects, where the church is failing, especially the church here in America. And so we've got to wake up, to use that same language, and realize that there's more work to be done. We're not done. We're not finished. God's not done working. God wants to do great things in this world, and he wants to do it through each and every one of us.
So salt is good. discipleship, people committed to Christ who are faithfully telling others and are about kingdom work, that's good. That's good and honorable. It's what Jesus desires for each one of us. The parallel passage is very interesting to me, though, Josh. I'm going to throw something at you. Because the Bible says, salt is good, but if the salt has lost its savor, it's no longer good, but to be cast under the feet of men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what is salt good for? What is unseasoned salt that's lost its savor? What's it good for? And the immediate answer for most people is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for nothing. But that's not what the Bible said.
Right.
The Bible says it's good for nothing but to be cast under the feet of men.
Yeah.
So it is good for something. It's giving us that one thing it's good for. It's good to be cast under the feet of men. So salt in the Bible that had lost its savor would be used to fill in potholes in the road. So it was good for nothing but to use it like, you know, road pothole fill.
Yeah, right.
So think of now, and again, don't hold me to this illustration, but here's my thought. My thought is, okay, we are salt as the disciples of Christ. And our job is to, as you a moment ago pointed out, to season, to flavor the gospel, mm-hmm. to be a preservative in a world that needs Christ so desperately. We ought to be doing our job. But what if we've lost our testimony? Well, what if we have lost our testimony and therefore we no longer have that influence, like Lot?
Mm.
Remember Lot,
yeah.
who was trying to convince his neighbors, leave Sodom.
Yeah.
But he was salt, but he had lost his savor.
Mm-hmm.
There was no influence there whatsoever. So does that mean that that Lot has no influence for all of eternity? No, Lot does have influence today. You know how Lot has influence today? As the filler of a pothole.
Yeah, yeah.
Because his testimony now, which was nothing to the people he was supposed to reach, we use it today as don't be like him.
Mm.
Don't be like him. Maybe somebody else won't stumble now that they hear his testimony.
Yeah.
He's filling in that pothole, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
So isn't it, to me, I see a measure of God's mercy there, that when we fail, and maybe we've lost our influence, like it's like many notorious Christian leaders have done.
Mm-hmm.
And does that mean their life has no value? No, it does have value, but it has value now to fill in a pothole.
Yeah.
That other people don't fall in that same way. So their life now has the benefit of saving someone else from falling into that hole.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That's a great illustration, I think. And then I think the other thing to think about with that too is, you know, God's not done with us when we fail. You know, there are some redeeming qualities there. I think of David, you know, in Psalm 51, you know, and
then shall I teach transgressors
exactly,
their
that's
ways.
Exactly where I was going. Yeah, verse 13. And so the way that I like to say that verse is, God, use my past failures for future ministry opportunities.
Mm.
You know, I've messed up.
Pothole fillers.
But I'm filling potholes, and use those experiences in my life for ministry opportunities in the future.
Jesus concluded the passage by saying, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Mm.
In other words, do you really want to hear this?
Yeah.
Are you really willing to allow this teaching to sink into your heart and life? Because sometimes we do hear it. You know, our auditory glands are working, but I wonder, auditory organs, glands,
I don't know,
whatever it is, I'm not a doctor, but our ears are hearing.
Yeah, our ears are hearing.
But we're not understanding it. And Jesus is saying, like he said some episodes ago, let this sink down mm-hmm. into your ears. Think about this. So I'd say to each one of you listening today, hey, can you take a moment and just think about this. You're supposed to be salt. Are you flavoring the gospel?
Mm.
Are you somebody whose life God is using for the good as a preservative in an evil society? Maybe you failed. Maybe God could even use your failing testimony to fill in a pothole so someone else doesn't fall in that same way. But the fact is, God has a purpose for your life, and He wants to use you for His glory and your good. I hope that helps today, my friends. Hope you have a great day in the Lord. God bless you.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.